Well, first of all, well played. We'll come to that in a moment. But overall today, Hampshire 290 all out, Worcestershire 40 for 2 in reply. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think at the beginning of the day, we thought to ourselves anything around 350 would have been a great score on that wicket early season. At one stage, we were hoping for 300, you know, and we almost got there, but at the end of the day, we're pretty happy with 300 or just under 300 all out, and the position they're in at the moment. We could have had one or two earlier wickets, but we'll come back stronger tomorrow.
You got to 111 for one at one stage. Got away to a good start.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to happen early season, clusters of wickets. It's very easy on wickets like that, you know, they nibble around. I think they bowled okay before lunch and they came back stronger after lunch, and it showed with the clusters of wickets. But, you know, there's always a ball with your name on it out there.
But you managed to sort of marshal the lower order there, 75 not out from you. That was important at that stage, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's something that I've probably had to do my whole career, really, with the number that I bat at. I find it quite difficult, to be honest with you. It's not something that comes easy to me. And I need a bit of help from the tail end, too. You know, they dig in most of the time with me, which is great. And, you know, we came off a little bit today, which is great for the team.
48 for the last wicket with Fidel, who made just one. But he gave you great support, which he doesn't always do to anybody, does he?
Yeah, Fiddy was there wanting to score runs and get off the mark and that. But I made him sweat on the Calamari on zero for a while there. And it was nice that he got off the mark and the crowd applauded it.
And we saw a couple of big hits from you as well.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from. It was more just a lottery. Decided on which ball I wanted to hit in the over. And thank goodness they put it in the right area for me to hit it.
Couple of wickets at the end. You said yourself just before we chatted that there could have been another one or two, especially for you. You got the ball to nip around there.
Yeah, it's my job, and hopefully, you know, it seems to be the case that they play and miss quite a bit recently or over the last few years. I need to learn to bowl that nip backer more than the one that holds up its line. But, you know, the other boys, I think we recognise as a bowling unit, we bowled a little bit too short there in that little spell of 18 overs. So we've got something to think about tomorrow, and we know what to do when we come in the morning.
Maybe what Worcester did early on as well, maybe bowl a fraction too short?
Yeah, I think exactly that. Up to lunchtime, they bowled a few too short, and easy scoring shots for anyone on that type of wickets. You know, when you're rattling the pads or halfway up the shin, that's the toughest part, toughest place to bat, you know, when it's hitting you halfway up the pads.
There was hardly any cricket around the country. I think only Middlesex and Northamptonshire played a little bit. Here, you've got a whole 96 overs in.
Yeah, I mean, we are fortunate, considering the outfield felt a little bit damp and soft out there, but fair play to the groundsmen. You know, they've got everything going for us, and to the umpires for getting us out there no matter what, even a little bit of light at the end there, but it seemed to push through, and we got a good day's cricket out there.